From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A search and rescue operation is underway for an Egyptair Airbus A320 on a flight from Paris to Cairo with 66 people aboard. Greek and Egyptian officials are quoted as saying the plane went down in the Mediterranean near the Greek island of Crete. Flight 804 vanished from radar screens early Thursday, shortly after entering Egyptian airspace. One of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by the Sunni militant group Boko Haram more than 2 years ago has been found. Amina Ali, discovered Tuesday in the Sembisa forest of northeast Borno State by civilian vigilantes and soldiers. Nkeki Muta is an uncle of two of the abducted girls.
You can imagine, since this adoption, we have been here every day, unless if I'm not in Abuja. Every day I've been here because of the hope, and our hope now has been rekindled because of the rescue of this very one that I got the news today.
The abduction of the nearly 300 girls from their school in the village of Chibok, April 14, 2014, sparked international outrage. In Washington, Florida, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson celebrated the news but urged renewed effort to find the other girls.
Now is the time for the United States government and governments and nations all over the world that have pledged their support in this effort to join forces, join together with the Nigerian government to find the rest of the girls.
A leader of a vigilante group in Chibok told VOA it's believed other girls are still missing in the Sembisa forest. Uganda's opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been ordered detained until June 1st on charges of treason after being accused of unlawfully declaring himself president. This is VOA News. A U.S. airstrike killed two high-value individuals in an attack on an Islamic State building in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren Wednesday said the May 13 strike killed Abu Hamza and Abu Safiya. He described Hamza as a mid-level military commander with links to al-Qaeda, who planned and conducted attacks against Americans during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
More recently, he's been responsible for coordinating ISIL fighters, reinforcements, and finances in the Euphrates River Valley. Local fighters thought highly of him as a motivator and a leader. Now he's dead, as is his associate, Abu Safiya, who is responsible for staging chemical attacks in the Euphrates River Valley.
Warren said overall the U.S. has targeted and killed more than 120 high-value IS fighters since the beginning of 2015. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Cairo Wednesday met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on a host of issues, including reviving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Look, it's an important relationship and for so many reasons and on so many levels. And that's why the secretary felt it was important to go to Cairo today to talk about some of those issues in more detail. Specifically, I think you know, Egyptians have also floated some ideas that they might have about the Middle East peace process, and the secretary wanted to hear directly from President el-Sisi about what some of those ideas were.
Kerry also was to have spoken about Libya, Syria, and the ongoing security crackdown on dissent in Egypt. Afghanistan's government has signed a tentative agreement with the Hezbi Islami militant group, but lacks the approval of militant leader Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, a veteran of decades of war. Hekmatyar, suspected of committing war crimes, is a U.S.-designated terrorist. The U.S. Wednesday welcomed Kabul's efforts to engage the group in talks. In beleaguered Venezuela, riot police clashed Wednesday with protesters in the capital, Caracas, over demands for a recall referendum aimed at removing President Nicolas Maduro from office. Protester Jose Mendoza said the military is propping up Mr. Maduro. Most Venezuelans, he said, want democracy. Demonstrations across the country reflect a growing frustration over the economic decline of the South American nation, beset by food and power shortages, high crime, corruption, and hyperinflation. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday confirmed that two Chinese warplanes conducted an unsafe intercept of a U.S. spy plane in international airspace over the South China Sea in an incident that took place May 17. A Pentagon spokesman said the matter is being reviewed. A rare, vivid blue diamond experts call legendary set a world record Wednesday for the most expensive jewel ever auctioned, nearly $58 million, the gem named the Oppenheimer Blue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.